Whether you're a Tolkien nerd like me, a casual fan of the Lord of the Rings films, or indifferent to the whole genre, I hope what follows will encourage you. Tolkien begins the book, The Silmarillion, with the creation story of Middle-earth. Ilúvatar, the creator of everything, gathers the great and powerful spirits who were his first creations and invites them to join in singing the universe into existence. Almost as soon as the beautiful chorus begins, there is discord, as Melkor, the bigger and badder predecessor to Sauron, becomes proud and wanted power. So he tries to warp the song in his own hateful and avaricious image. The rest of the singers despair at the calamity, until Ilúvatar stands and begins singing a new theme. Unlike the first song, this one's beauty comes principally from its sadness, and takes for itself the most triumphant notes from Melkor's violent cacophony and weaves them into its own majesty. Then, with a thunderous chord, the music stops. In Tolkien's world, this final song represents the story of humanity. Our greatest joys and hopes are often tinged with sorrow and grief. At times, the discordant clamor of greed, violence, and hatred around us grows so loud and so overpowering that we fear it might undo us and everything we care about. But take heart. It will never have the final word. The song of goodness and love can never be overpowered, even if it has to switch to a minor key. I'm Cody Schmitz, and that's my perspective.